Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Faith Abasa. I'm a filmmaker, broadcast journalist, humanitarian, and the convener for Faith Abasa Foundation, the managing director of Ho Hawk Production, a TV radio program production company. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Honorable Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesomwike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, my name is Faith Abasa, and this is Reeve Ethics on Radio. I'll be speaking on what love is. What is love? What do you define as love? I define love as a feeling, an emotion, something that you can only feel, not touch, not explain. In all honesty, I cannot adequately define love. So I'll refer us to 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 8. I'll refer us to 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 8. And it says, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. So I'm going to talk to you all about love. It's the Valentine's weekend, and what better time than now to talk to you about true love. Before we do that, let me give you a brief history on Valentine's Day. St. Valentine's Day is what it should be called, actually. I do remember growing up, we had so many stories about Valentine's Day. But one that struck with me about this annual celebration is the one that originates from Western Christian Feast Day, honoring one or maybe two early saints named Valentinos. Valentine's Day is recognized as a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance, or maybe romantic love, in many regions around the world. So it is observed on the 14th of February, and there's stories that surround this. I'll share one with you. It's always a story about martyrdom. Sometimes I think it's just legend. I think they're myths. But there was one that touched me. It was about, it happened under the Roman Empire. And it was about the Pope Galatius, AD 496. It was celebrated in honor of Christian martyr St. Valentine of Rome, who died on that day. This date, it is written that it became associated with romantic love within the circle of Geoffrey Chaucer in the 14th century, when the tradition of courtly love flourished. Let me tell you a little bit about this. It's a man who was imprisoned, St. Valentine of Rome, was imprisoned for performing weddings for soldiers who were forbidden to marry and for ministering to Christians persecuted under the Roman Empire. And so he was killed. And we did hear that he restored the sight to the blind daughter of his judge. Can you just imagine? This is, of course, is unverified. But that the man is about to be executed for performing weddings for soldiers who were forbidden to marry. And he finds that the judge in his case had a blind daughter, and he restored her sight. And we did hear that before his execution, he wrote a letter And at the end, he signed the letter, "Your Valentine." Now, that is a case of true love. That is a case of true love. You know, when we think about one big love that has happened in the world, is the love that our Savior Jesus Christ came to die for us. But then from this legend story is a story where somebody's going to kill you, and then you have a chance to do one more good thing, knowing that you will be executed, and you do it. It takes us back to the word when I started, when I said love is kind, love is patient. Today, do we have those kind of loves in existence? A love that just wants to give and doesn't want to take back. A love that just wants to see that the other person is satisfied, is happy, can smile, can dance, can rejoice at little things of life. That is kind of love that we want to celebrate all year round, not only on Valentine's Day. This season, as you go around, instead of thinking about only romantic love, think about true love. Love for friends, for family, for people, for the less privileged, the underprivileged. Think about how you can show love to people around you in your society. There's something I normally say to people: you don't have to have so much to show love. You don't have to have all the money in the world to show love. I said to people, that food that you waste every day, throw it in the bin. If you pack it up real nicely, just in a little plate, I'm certain that when you step out of your house, you find somebody who will be appreciative of that meal. That is showing true love. It doesn't cost an arm and a foot to be able to say to yourself that I did this for someone in love without wanting back. Because the problem today is that a whole lot of people show love just because of what they can get in return. It's transactional love. I give so you can give me back. But true love is not transactional. True love is, it comes from my heart, I give to you. And there's something I normally say too. I say love is giving you and not receiving from you. It doesn't hurt in any way, because when I give you without wanting you to give me back, then I'm not opening up myself for any hurt. So when you're in a relationship with someone, and yes, I'm talking to you who's in a relationship, who's in a marriage, give all you can give. Give all that there is to give in that relationship. Make certain that the other person is feeling all right at every time. Give all that is in your possession to give to that person. And you know something about giving? The universe has a way of smiling back at you. So every time that you are giving, give back. Yes, I'm talking to you who's receiving. Give back. Don't make someone feel like a fool for always being the one giving you. Give back. When you receive love, send love right back. When somebody shows you that they love you, show the person back that you love the person. And it is in the little things. Once again, it doesn't cost an arm and a foot to give to someone. All it costs for you is just to feel love flow in your bones, in your blood, in your heart. True love, that is. A love that is not sad. A love that is not wicked. A love that is not jealous. A love that doesn't say, if they don't do, I wouldn't do. That is the kind of love we're talking about. A love that is not easily angered is a kind of love. A love that does not delight in evil. Have you heard that there's some people who are in love, and every time they think about vengeance, how do we revenge? How do we pay back to somebody that they claim to love? That is not true love. How do you show love once again? By giving. Giving. People say, oh, is it only by giving? I'm not saying give a cow, give a car. You know, I'm not saying give a shoe or a bag. I'm saying give yourself. Be the shoulder that somebody can lean on when they cry. Be the person that somebody can easily talk to. And even if we're not talking relationships today, even between friends, do you love each other enough not to backbite, not to gossip? Do you love each other enough not to sit with your friends and talk about somebody who you claim to love? Do you love each other enough to defend yourself when you're with someone else who is saying something negative about somebody that you claim to love? River Ethics will be back shortly after this break. Stay with us.
If you've got a problem and somebody helps you to solve it, what you gonna say? You say thank you. We gotta help each other, just like sister and brother.
work together. So come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, my name is Faith Abasa, and this is Rev Ethics on Radio. And I have been speaking to you on something really simple this Valentine's season. What is love? Or what is not love? Love is not vengeful. Love doesn't boast. Love is not proud. Love keeps no record of wrongdoing. You know, we live in a world where people want to settle scores. Even lovers, friends, married couples. It should not be so. I'll tell you a story. Once there was a woman who was in love with a guy, and they were in a relationship for the longest time, say 3 years, and he had no money. He had nothing, basically. All he had was dreams, endless dreams and visions, and he'd always share with her. She loved him, well, for a while. And then one day, she realized that thing called biological clock, it was ticking on the side, on the corner. And she decided, you know what, I'm not going to wait, I'm not going to stay. But then she didn't tell him. So she started to look for someone else to love. And she found someone else who loved her back. And then she walked out of that relationship without telling him. She went far away, she got married, she started a life. It was a long time ago. There were no phones, he couldn't reach her. He tried for years to find what happened to her, went to her house, and no one would tell him. So he eventually moved on with his life. And years later, their path crossed, and she was doing well, he was doing well. But then when he asked her what happened, she said, I loved you, but I couldn't wait. And he said to her, it wasn't about leaving me, it was in the manner you left. It was the hurts you caused me that for years I couldn't reconcile what I did wrong. And she kept saying, I loved you. And when I heard, I sat in judgment of that situation, and I said, no, it's not about what you did feel, is about what you didn't do. You didn't sever ties. You didn't care about his feelings. You cared about your feelings. You were into, I love him, and he's not trying to treat me well, or he's not doing anything. But you didn't think, what about the love he has for me? How would he feel if I went? And even when you did go, did you think for a moment, how would he feel about your disappearance? Did you think it would kill him? Did you know? Every time you say you're in love, think about the emotion of the other person. It's not only about what you feel, and that's why we cannot aptly, accurately ever define love. But it's the little things that you do that comes together to sum up that claim that you have to love. So whenever you are in a relationship, a situationship, a friendship, it's complicated, whatever you term it, be careful not to hurt the other person. Be careful not to be wicked. Be careful not to be vindictive. Be careful not just to be into you, because love is not selfish. Be careful not to say, I can do it by myself. I can make it on my own. Yes, you can. But just take into consideration the emotion of the other person involved. When you say you love somebody, you wouldn't hit them. When you say you love somebody, you wouldn't be mean to them. We know people who are in relationships today, they're dealing with emotional trauma, they're dealing with physical trauma, they're dealing with mental trauma, and this is supposedly bestowed on them by the person that they claim to love. So you are with the person, you say you love this person, but you hit the person. You're with this person, you say you love the person, you slap the person around, you talk down at the person, you cheat on the person. And then the person stays with you. Sometimes I'm even amazed at how you can still go around saying, but I love this person. Love is jealous. Love is jealous. And when you claim that you're in love with somebody and you don't understand the person's irrational behavior when you step out, then wow, then you don't understand the depth of that person's love for you. And I'm not saying that when somebody's in love with you, the person steps out, then you should go all crazy. Well, you can go all crazy in your mind, but don't get physical. Your words matter. When you're in love with a person, the kind of things you say to that person matters a whole lot. The kind of words you speak to that person, You always want the person to be fine. You always want the person to be happy. You always want the person to shine, to stand out, to be outstanding. But you cannot claim to love a person truly if you keep instilling emotional battery on the person. If you keep disturbing the person's peace, so to speak. If because of you, somebody will go to bed at night with tears in their eyes and wake up in the morning with stuffy nose because they cried all through the night, then you're possibly not good for that person. You're possibly not in love with that person, or you don't have the kind of love you think you have for that person. Can we also today differentiate between infatuation and love? Because half the time, some people are infatuated by this person. You see a person, the person fits the ideal of what you want, and then you go all out for the person. Halfway into it, you realize that, I want this person, but I have this person, and then this person is my possession, and you just want to keep the person. And even when you find out that you are bad for this person, your ideals don't match, a lot of things don't match. But because this person matches the ideal that you have created for yourself, you're involved with that person regardless of the emotional disturbance, emotional battery that comes out of that relationship, you keep staying there. I'd like for us, the season of love, to think about ourselves for a moment. Prioritize your health. Prioritize the health of the person that you claim to love. It's important that the person that you claim to love is fine, and that you who is in that relationship is fine. And in this season of love and loving yourself, it is okay to walk away from a relationship that is not working. And that is you gifting yourself some love. It doesn't take anything away from you to say, you know what, today, I'm in love with myself. And because I'm in love with myself, I'd like to be all right. I'd like to be fine. I'd like that everything that concerns me is good, is okay. And today, because I'm in that relationship that is not working out fine, I'm gifting myself this love by walking away. It can happen. Alrighty, I hope that we're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a break once again. When I get back, Reef Ethics will be wrapping up. Stay with us.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
I catch you. Waiting be all this. Every time waka pium 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 pium, they find what you go talk about another man. A carry trouble for Potuman to the walk about. You know they tire. Go find better thing do. No paint person black so that it go better for you. You dey deceive yourself. Man when put hand inside water with crocodile, they make feast. What you dey find? Palava, you go get her. Half or do not dey inside. Put hand for ear. Leave trouble make it sit down in. Oh no, you hear? Not talks and not warn you.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, wow, where have you been? My name is Faith Abasa, and this has been Reef Ethics. As we wrap up, let me take you on a ride that we have been on. We've been talking about love, and it's Valentine's season. So if I haven't said it, here is my opportunity to say it. Hope you've had a fantastic Valentine's Day celebration. And of course, the weekend is what it is. It's a Valentine's weekend. I did term it so, and I hope other people are following thus and saying it is a Valentine's weekend. Let's talk about truth before we wrap up. Truth is important in your relationship. Truth is everything in your relationship. No one wants to be in a relationship with somebody that they think is a liar. No one wants to be caught in a relationship where they cannot boast of the person's words. They can say he said that or she said that and it is true. No one wants to be in that kind of relationship. The truth matters at all times. I don't know, is there a verse to that where it says, "The truth shall set you free"? And I do tell you this for free. If you're in a relationship that is fluid, by fluid I mean that when something comes to you, you say it as it is, you don't have to censor your words or censor yourself. And when things happen, you can boldly say, "This is what happened." And you're open, your relationship is open in that way. You're not afraid of saying the truth to the person you're in a relationship with. You're in by far a serious, happy place. Nothing is more annoying or sad than being in a relationship where you cannot own your truth, cannot say your truth, that every time you have to censor your words, you have to think to yourself, "Am I doing fine? Or if I say this, will she react like this? Will she react like that? Or would he react this way?" It's a terrible relationship if you're having to do that all of the time. Find a relationship that you're free to be you and you can say your truth, own your truth. Like my friends will say, chest your truth. Find that kind of relationship. So yes, before we go, a recap is entire River Ethics today was just taken from 1 Corinthians 13:48. And it was just love is patient, that it is kind, that it does not envy, that it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it's not self-seeking, it doesn't get easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always loves, always perseveres, it never fails, it never fails. Love is light, love is life. So when you're in a relationship, your relationship is supposed to boost you, make you happy, fill you with warmth, fill you with joy, fill you with ecstasy. Your relationship is supposed to make you better. If you're in a relationship that doesn't make you better, if you're in a relationship that makes you sad, that makes you redundant, that makes you slow, that doesn't give you progress, you are in the wrong relationship. If you're in a relationship that you wake up in the morning and you feel like, "Why am I here? Why am I still here?" Or you're in a relationship that you wish the person would just go away and never return, stop talking to you, fall off the face of the earth, you are in the wrong relationship. You are in the wrong relationship if your relationship doesn't give you joy or give the other person joy, or that relationship doesn't tell you that I can be more than I am today, I can be more than I am, I can achieve all I can achieve. Your relationship should make you soar, should make you fly, should give you light, should give you life. If you don't feel like that about your relationship, then sister or brother, it is not love. My name is Faith Abasa. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Reef Ethics. Remember, love is kind, love is beautiful. Have a beautiful and wonderful weekend.
Dear friends, this is the march we can take on this edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0804-001-1026 or 0815-237-9041, or send us an email on reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday same time. Rhythm 93.7 FM, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host. Remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do.
better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.